New Jersey man allegedly ignites fireworks as diversion in jewelry heist. By Lowell Coffee Law, May 17, 2026. In a scene typical of a cinematic military or intelligence tactic, a New Jersey man allegedly ignited an unnerving diversion with camping fuel and fireworks in a Maryland Walmart in order to distract security in order to steal $10,000 in jewelry. Anthony J. Rhodes, 36, of Berlin, New Jersey, was arrested by local police Thursday and is currently sitting in a Camden County jail awaiting extradition to Maryland, according to the New York Post and other news outlets. He faces charges first-degree arson and manufacturing an explosive device. Details of the April 29 scene that unfolded at the discount chain store in Elkton, a town of about 15,000 about 50 miles northeast of Baltimore, came to light Friday from the Maryland State Fire Marshal's office. Store security footage showed a man wearing a mask entering the store. He had a backpack and a grocery cart loaded with camping fuel and several boxes of fireworks, officials said. The shopping cart was placed next to the children's clothing section and the man set it ablaze, causing customers scrambling for the exits as explosions and flames erupted. The masked suspect then smashed into the store's jewelry counter, stealing nearly $10,000 worth of merchandise and fled the Walmart on a motorcycle. Firefighters quickly extinguished the flames and contained direct fire damage to around $5,000, the Post reported. However, Walmart reported smoke and soot damage caused a $10 million loss in damaged inventory. Rhodes was wearing a Jefferson University baseball t-shirt during the heist. Though he had no connection with the university or its sports teams, investigators said the clothing helped track the suspect down. Maryland State Fire Marshal's Office, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, and Walmart Global Investigations all took part in the investigation. Working side by side with our ATF partners and Walmart Global Investigations, our team was able to identify a suspect quickly, Acting State Fire Marshal Jason Mowbray wrote in a statement after the arrest. Investigations such as these require an all-hands approach, and I am proud of everyone who was able to bring this case to a close. Authorities have not released information as to Rhodes's personal background as to whether he has a criminal record or military training. Contributor Lil Coffee is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.